أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين هاجروا في سبيل الله ثم قتلوا أو ماتوا ليرزقنهم الله رزقا حسنا وإن الله لهو خير الرازقين ليدخلنهم مدخلا يرضونه وإن الله لعليم حليم. ذلك ومن عاقب بمثل ما عوقب به ثم بغي عليه لينصرنه الله إن الله لعفو غفور. صدق الله العظيم. Some few ayahs before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the hukam of going out, the law of going out and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayah number 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who made hijrat. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about one aspect and the reason of jihad and going out and fighting in the path of Allah was that there were this group of people from Makkah Mukarrama, الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, that they were removed from their homes, they were expelled from their homes without any valid reason, without any right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one fadila, one greatness, one virtue of those who made hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and those who had made hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they went out, they left their homes, ثُمَّ قُتِلُوا, and then thereafter they fought also in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, أَوْ مَاتُوا, or they died a natural death. لَيَرُزُقَنَّهُمُ اللَّهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly sustain them with the best of provisions, and the best of provisions obviously will be the provisions of the hereafter. There were those who remained after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There were many conquests, and in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them sustenance, and obviously in the hereafter that is guaranteed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who do not live till the victories and the booty to come in, then also they left this world, for them also is a victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them in the hereafter. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is certainly the best of those who provide, the best of providers, the best of sustainers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain the best. لَيُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ مُدْخَلًا يَرْضَوْنَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will cause them to enter such a place which they will be pleased with, and that is none other than Jannat. That there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them all the ni'mats, and they themselves will be pleased with the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَلِيمٌ حَلِيمٌ, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is halim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the difficulties that they had gone through, that they had to leave their families, they had to leave their homes, their properties, and they had to leave Makkah Mukarrama, their birthplace, come to Madinah Munawwara, start life all over again. And all those difficulties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge. We too should understand this, that those difficulties we go through for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally aware of it. Then Allah says, Allah is halim, Allah is forbearing. That the enemies that removed them from Makkah Mukarrama, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, His clemency was such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy them immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them respite, and many of them had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many of them had done so before the conquest of Makkah. Many have done so after the conquest of Makkah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forbearance knows no limits, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew who was going to bring Iman and who was not going to bring Iman. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكْ, you have heard this, وَمَنْ عَقَبَ بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبَ بِهِ ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ لَيَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهِ, that person who retaliates As much as he has been wronged, he has been aggrieved. ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ Then again, oppression has been carried out upon him. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the concept that a person had been aggrieved, a person has been wronged, and then that person retaliates as much as he has been wronged. And then after he retaliates, everything is equal, and once again he is oppressed and wrong is done against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly help those individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly help such people. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the concept of retaliation, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also speaks about the concept of forgiveness. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ That person, after he has been wronged, and he makes sabr, he perseveres, وَغَفَرَ and he forgives those who had wronged him, then إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ The Qur'an itself alludes to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that is an affair that is of resolution, of a person that is resolute, a person who is strong, that person will be able to forgive. But then if he cannot forgive, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him to retaliate as much as he had been aggrieved, and not more than that. And then if he is aggrieved for the second time or the third time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance is definitely with such individuals. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pardoning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. That if you retaliated, then you have fulfilled the right that an obligation that was due to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Some have also stated that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons, that O insan, you also do wrong and you break the commandments of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. So if you forgive others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your wrongs. Like how we want Allah Rabbul Izzah to forgive us, we forgive others. But the rule of the Shariat is this, that if there was a retaliation, then it is equal and not more than what the person had aggrieved us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.